Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website, and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day today. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. The Election Commission will celebrate the 16th National Voters Day in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the celebrations as the chief guest. The theme for this year's National Voters Day is My India, My Vote, with the tagline, Citizen at the Heart of Indian Democracy. During the celebrations, the president will hand over electors' photo identity cards to newly enrolled young voters. She will also present the Best Electoral Practices Awards in various categories, including effective use of technology, election management, voter awareness initiatives, along with special awards for the media. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. With this objective, the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls was initiated to ensure that every eligible elector's name is included in the electoral roll and every ineligible name is removed. He made these remarks in his message on the occasion of National Voters Day. The CEC noted that there was not a single appeal filed against the final electoral roll in Bihar, establishing its sanctity and credibility.
The most compelling testament to the success of the SIR in Bihar was that not a single appeal was filed against the final electoral roll, establishing its sanctity and credibility. Elections conducted on this strong foundation proved historic, recording the highest voter turnout since 1951 at 67.13%, with the women electors registering an unprecedented participation rate of 71.78%.
Akashvani's News Services Division will receive a media award in the category of electronic radio for Best Campaign on Voters Education Awareness for the year 2025. The award will be conferred by President Draupadi Murmu today on the occasion of National Voters Day celebrations in New Delhi. The award recognizes Akashvani's contribution in promoting electoral participation and awareness about accessible elections. Administrative measures have been tightened regarding the works on the Special Intensive Revision or SIR in West Bengal. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer at Kolkata has directed all district election officials in the state to upload every report and related document concerning SIR presented during the hearing on the Election Commission's ECI Net portal on the same day. The directive also makes it clear that any negligence will be dealt with strictly. The International Cricket Council ICC has officially announced that Scotland will replace Bangladesh in Group C of the T20 World Cup, which will be hosted by India and Sri Lanka from 7th February onwards. ICC Chief Executive Sanjog Gupta informed that Bangladesh's demands to shift their scheduled matches away from India were not in accordance with ICC policy. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets at BCA Stadium in Vadodara last night. Chasing a target of 110 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Delhi Capitals made 111 for 3 in 15.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.